Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to this first podcast for ConfidenceAndJoy.com. I'm sitting here in my office. It's another gorgeous day here in Glendale, Arizona. I ought to be out on the patio doing this. We're about 70 degrees today. But you know, I was thinking, since this blog is called Confidence and Joy, I thought maybe I ought to do a podcast on confidence. So let's talk about having confidence, specifically having confidence in God. Now, you probably read the warning above. I'm going to say something here in a few minutes that may rattle some cages. And perhaps some people may even get mad at me, but you know what? Do me a favor. Just listen to it all the way through and think about what I'm saying. And if you'd like to leave a comment at the end, please do so. You know, over the years, there have been many times that God has brought His word to pass for me and my family, just in some remarkable ways. But one of the first that I can recall, it's back when I was learning about trusting God, believing God, having confidence in God. And I was working at a radio station in New Haven, Connecticut. This was in the mid-70s. And one by one, people were getting fired. The station was dwindling down. There were reports that it was going to be sold. And so there was kind of an atmosphere of, gee, do I have a job today? Boy, sounds like the times we're living in today. But I went through that for a number of months. And, of course, all of us that were working there were looking for employment elsewhere. And so we were, you know, trying to get a job here, trying to get a job there. And it was right around that time when I started learning some of these things from the Bible about believing God, trusting God, having confidence in God. And there was a particular job that I really wanted. A friend of mine worked in Oklahoma City, and there was an opening there, and I qualified for the opening. And I had sent my resume and tape and all this stuff and didn't hear back from the person making the decision. And it's kind of funny because we were praying every day and we were absolutely confident that God was going to supply our needs because that's what He promised in the Bible. And so I kept trying to call this gentleman in Oklahoma City, and I tried repeatedly, but he never returned my calls. Meanwhile, where I'm working, the staff is dwindling, 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 and you never knew from one day to another if you know you're going to have a job when you got there or not. And so finally, I did get to talk to that gentleman, and it was probably one of the shortest conversations I've ever had on the phone. He said, "Oh, you just didn't get the job." And I went, "What?" He goes, "I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. Goodbye." Now, I was kind of stunned. My wife was standing right there, and she said to me as I slowly hung up the phone, "What did he say?" I said, "Well, he said I didn't get the job." And my lovely wife, Kathy, said to me, "You got the job." I went, "No, you didn't understand me, honey. He said, I didn't get the job." And she said, "I think you got the job." Now, I'm starting to boil a little bit on the inside. I mean, I just talked to the guy. I know how the system works. I know what happens. You discuss it with the program director. He makes the decision, yay or nay, and that's the way it goes. And I went, "No, I didn't get the job. He said I didn't get the job." This was a Friday morning. You know, to say the least, I was pretty irritated, upset, because that really was the only thing that looked very promising. So I was a little perplexed over the weekend and still, you know, trying to have confidence in God, trusting God, believing God, because God said that He would supply, and it was something I certainly needed because where I was working was dwindling down. Well, on Monday morning, for some reason, I had this thought. And I thought to myself Monday morning, and I told Kathy, I said, "You know, that was such a short conversation. He never even told me why I didn't get the job. I mean, I know I'm qualified. I don't even know why I didn't. He didn't even tell me." So I had this wild idea to call his boss, the general manager. And of course, the way it worked back then, if the program director wanted to hire you to work at the radio station there, then he would simply go to the general manager and say, "I want this guy." They would discuss it, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, hey, I'm calling the general manager. So I called the general manager and I said, "Yeah, I was told on Friday that I didn't get this job, and I really don't know why you guys wouldn't want to hire me. And he said, well, you're asking for too much money. I said, we never discussed money. Now, back up a little bit here. When I sent all of my information, my resume and reference letters and tape and all that, I had put a salary that I wanted. And one of the things I really disliked going through that whole radio business for many years was that if you were looking for a job, you always said you wanted this much money, was always higher than what you really needed, because you knew they were going to try to lowball you, so you always highballed them. And then when I was a program director, you know, people would come to me and say, you know, they would want a job. And I would always tell them, I'd say, look, we're not going to play this highball, lowball stuff. I'll tell you what the job pays. I'm not going to lowball you, so don't try to highball me. So I had highballed him a little bit, not much. I forget. I mean, back then salaries were not that much, but I think it was $25 a week or $50 a week, something like that. This is the mid-70s, okay? So anyway, I said, well, we never discussed salary. And he said, well, you were asking for this much. Would you take this much? And it was, I forget, $25 or $50 a week less than what I'd put on the letter. I went, sure. Can you pay for my move? He went, sure. He said, can you start in 2 weeks? I said, sure. He said, we'll see you then. I said, okay, goodbye. Now, I thought the conversation I had on Friday was short. This was just a little bit longer, but with a lot better results. And when I got off the phone, my wife was looking at me, and Kathy said, well, and I went, I got the job, you know, and she just smiled. But really, it was having that confidence and trust in God, and that's one of the first incidents that I can remember where I was really relying on God and trying to believe Him and have confidence in Him. So just what does confidence mean? Well, what does it mean if you have a lack of confidence? Well, it means that you cannot trust or rely upon, right? So having confidence in God means that you trust God. You can rely on God. You really do believe what He said. Now, if you want to, you can take the time to search out the Scriptures, and you'll find that receiving from God is contingent upon believing Him. You know, that's what God asks us to do. Believe Him, accept what He has said as true. That's our part. For example, the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment, almost everyone's heard of that, and she was healed instantly. And what did Jesus say to her? He said, your faith has made you whole. He didn't have a magical robe. Rather, it was her faith, or her belief, her confidence and trust that made her whole. There's another place in the Gospels where Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes, if you can believe. There was another record when Jesus asked the two blind men, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? And in the book of Romans, it says, with the heart, man believes. Believing comes from our heart. So having confidence in God is to believe God, to rely on God, to trust what He has promised. Some describe this as having faith. You know, just have faith, brother. You need to have more faith, brother. Now, just having faith, brother, can become a bit mysterious at times, and that's because some Christians don't understand what faith is. I mean, it sounds spiritual to say, I have faith, or I'm praying for more faith. I mean, it sounds wonderful, it sounds godly, religious, spiritual, but just exactly what does it mean? What does faith mean? You know, it's so interesting because the translators of the Bible in many places translated the Greek words differently. In other words, they translated the noun into the English word faith, but they translated the verb into the English word believe. And perhaps that's led to some confusion. But if you fully understand the real meaning of faith, well, that's fine. But you would still be very accurate and many times have a much better understanding by saying, your believing has made you whole, instead of your faith has made you whole. So back to this confidence thing, having confidence in God. The dictionary says that confidence is a full trust or reliability of a person or thing, reliance, dependence, assurance. Assurance, there's a Christian hymn, isn't there? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance. So confidence is having assurance. It's a firm belief. And you know something? Having confidence in God is so important because, as I said a few minutes ago, receiving from God is contingent upon believing God. That's what God asks us to do, to believe Him, to accept what He has said. That's our part. But there are some who use this as an excuse. Okay, now, there are some who may get mad at me for what I'm about to say, but I think it's true. Some people say that they trust God, that they have faith, that they have confidence in God, and then because they're not receiving from God, well then, it must not be the will of God for them to receive. Now, you have to be really careful with this kind of thinking because I'm telling you, it will lead you into fate so fast it'll make your head spin. And yes, I know there are times that we patiently wait on the Lord. I understand that. But on the other hand, think about this. If God has already promised something, I need to believe it and then receive it. If it's my part to believe, and He said, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Therefore, when I ask in prayer what He's already promised, if I believe, then I receive. You see, the problem is that when some people don't receive, they blame God, and they do it in such a nice way, too. They say things like, well, God must have a reason, or God is testing my faith today. Or they say, well, you know, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes they even say, well, perhaps I don't deserve it right now. And on it goes, babbling about things that really have no scriptural basis whatsoever. And so many, many, many times, people that do this never even stop and consider that maybe, just maybe, they might be lacking in their confidence in God. Oh, no, no, it's not my fault. It must be God's fault. And like I said, rather than blame God outright, they couch it or sugarcoat it and say things like, well, God knows what's best for me in my life right now. Now, the Bible clearly teaches that you believe and then you receive. Remember in the Bible when Jesus was at his hometown, the Bible says he couldn't do very many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Not because God was testing their faith or God had a really good reason for not bringing great deliverance to them. No, it says he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So if I'm not receiving, why would I want to say it's God's fault? Back to the definition of confidence. Confidence is a full trust or reliability of a person or thing. It is reliance, dependence, assurance, a firm belief. Okay, then, so how do I have confidence in God? How can I believe Him? How do I increase my believing? You know, the disciples asked Jesus that very question. They said, hey, increase our faith or increase our believing. You know what He said to them? He told them, look, if you had believing the size of a mustard seed, which is one of the smallest seeds there is, He said, if your believing was that big, you could tell that tree to go jump in the lake and it would happen. In other words, you either believe or you don't believe. So then it comes down to getting to the place where you can believe God. But think about this. Why do you believe someone in the first place? Why do you have trust? Why do you rely on someone? Why do you have any confidence in someone? Well, it's because of what they have said and done. That's why the more you read the Bible, you see just how awesome God really is. You see how much He wants to help mankind. You see His mighty miracles, His great love, His mercy and forgiveness, and you see His promises to you. You see, you really can get to the point of relying on His reliability, having complete confidence in God. But let's take that a step further. When you have prayed and asked God to bring His promise to pass for you, don't just sit around in your room waiting for the doorbell to ring. Get up off your butt and get moving. Look, God said that He would supply, right? He promised to supply. But He never said how He would supply, did He? And don't you tell Him how you think He should supply. Again, your job, ask and believe. Have absolute confidence in Him to provide. And we don't faint, Jesus said we ought to always pray and not faint. So keep on asking until you get it. But don't just pray. Pray with confidence. Ask with confidence and assurance, and then keep moving forward, looking for and expecting to receive from Him. You know, if you really have confidence in God, then you'll be looking for, expecting, having anticipation at every turn, fully expecting to receive from Him. That's having confidence in God. And guess what? Every time you do receive from Him, what joy that will bring into your life and soul. That joy will inspire you to have even more confidence in Him. So that's a little bit about having confidence in God. Confidence and joy. That's really what this blog is all about. Providing content that will inspire you to have more confidence and joy. So, if you have any comments, go ahead and type them in right now. And if you think it would benefit someone you know to hear this podcast, send them the link. Well, until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.